The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is preparing for reductions in force over the next few months. NRC sent a 120-day notice to the National Treasury Employees Union, which represents many NRC employees. NTEU has worked closely with the agency to shift some employees to other NRC functions in recent years, but the RIFs aren't coming for the obvious reasons. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now to explain why. I guess that's the first question, Nicole. Why are they doing RIFs if not for sheer budget reductions?
I spoke with a NRC spokesperson who told me that it's less about these budget cuts that everyone is dealing with now and more about a changing nuclear industry. And a few years back, NRC staffed up expecting what it called, actually, a nuclear renaissance, but it didn't really happen. And the industry is changing, and since then, the agency has been trying to move employees around to different areas where it makes the most sense.
I think what happened over those years is that all of a sudden, there were a large number of applications to build new reactors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is not something that the previous administration really wanted necessarily under energy policy, so I think people got maybe tired of waiting.
Perhaps. And, you know, I think that we have to remember NRC is a fee for agency. So it, you know, that's partly where its money comes from. It does receive congressional appropriations, but it ultimately returns anywhere from, like, I think it's around 80 to 90% of that money back from the fees that it receives. So this project that it went through to really kind of reshift its workforce, they called it Project AIM. And the NTEU local union that represents a lot of NRC employees actually worked on this project. They formed a working group with the agency to specifically look at this issue. And they first heard about the possibility of RIFs in 2016. I spoke with Cheryl Burrows. She's the president of that local NTE union. And she says together they really mitigated the impact of these RIFs. It could have been a lot worse. She says they got ahead of it. They came up with some creative solutions to move people around. But even with the work that they put into this issue, it looks like some RIFs will happen.
And how many people are going to be affected?
We're not sure yet. And that's because, at least according to the NRC spokesman that I talked to, they wouldn't give me a specific number. And that's because the agency is still genuinely trying to find other alternatives. NTEU doesn't know either. In 60 days, individual employees will get RIF notices and will have a better idea then. But for now, they're obligated under their union contract to at least put the notice out there that they're in preparation for RIFs. We do know that the agency is looking at the corporate support functions, so specifically three offices they mentioned, the Office of the Chief Human Capital Officer, the Office of Administration, and the Office of Small Business and Civil Rights. And I did look at the NRC 2018 budget justification, and it says that it'll need to cut 311 full-time equivalents in fiscal 2018. Corporate support and nuclear reactor safety were actually the biggest areas where those cuts might come. And the budget listed cuts to 116 corporate support personnel and then 214 nuclear reactor safety employees. And, you know, the one way that agencies always try to avoid RIFs when they're in a situation like this is using early retirements or early buyouts. And they've already offered three rounds of those in the past two or so years. And I think what's different about this, though, is that it's not tied necessarily to the budget cuts that the Trump administration is talking about. It's not necessarily tied to government reorganization or workforce restructuring. And that's what we're currently seeing many other agencies do, is try to look at different ways they can
buyouts.
Right. Yeah. And they're offering buyouts.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. So it sounds like the Nuclear Regulatory Commission just has less work than it thought it was going to have a number of years ago. And that brings us to the bigger question here. You have written extensively about other buyout via VSIP, as they call them, opportunities or pushes in other agencies. So what else is going on that front?
Yeah. So what's interesting is the Trump administration is actually looking to, you know, acknowledging that this is going to be a tool that agencies are probably going to need to use more of in recent years. They actually want to change the maximum VSIP, that's voluntary separation incentive payment. It's currently $25,000 and they want to change it to $40,000. And this is something that the Defense Department tried for a year. And the administration has submitted a proposal to Congress. They want it to be in the National Defense Authorization Act. And the House Armed Services Committee is actually including a similar provision specifically for Defense Department civilians. The Trump administration wants to make that VSIP extension government-wide. And the other piece of this is the VSIP max hasn't changed in years. And the administration thinks it would be a good idea that the labor secretary look at this every year and basically change that 40K limit based on inflation and tie it to the consumer price index. You know, something that makes sense, something that would change based on what the economy looks like.
I guess as time goes on and the retirement package for employees is less rich, then the value of the buyout becomes greater, relatively speaking. Because if you were going on an old CRS pension, then what you would forego in earnings toward that pension was not offset by that $25,000. But if you're in the newer employee systems, then perhaps the $40,000 might come closer to offsetting what you're not getting in your pension as a result of leaving work early.
Right. And I think what's interesting about this particular case with NRC is just how much the agency appears to have worked with the union to try to mitigate this. And NTEU has actually been really optimistic about its work with the agency, has said this is an example of why this relationship works and why it's important in the future. And NTEU, when I talked to the local, they acknowledged that and said, it's actually been really positive working with them. And we need to really together look at these workforce restructuring initiatives together in the future, because we don't want this to happen again. It is demoralizing.
Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.